This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transforms the map of northeast Syria. Get more on the story from AP reporter Mike Gracia.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told an audience at an event of the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation that President Trump helped lay the groundwork for permanent ceasefire in Syria.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump, we have an opportunity for a permanent ceasefire. We may well give the international community an opportunity to establish a safe zone between Turkey and the Kurdish population in Syria that will ensure peace and security for all the peoples of this war-torn region. And in the midst of all of it, our troops are coming home.
Pence also said that America will always be grateful to the Kurdish allies who fought shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. to fight the Islamic State group in Syria, although much of the territory they called home would be handed over to U.S. rivals. And there is a developing story at this hour out of Britain where police say the bodies of 39 people were found in a truck container in an industrial estate east of London Wednesday. Police said the truck believed to have come from Bulgaria entered Britain through Wales on Saturday. Police say a 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland has been arrested on suspicion of murder. This is VOA News. Britain's departure from the European Union has been thrown into limbo after Parliament rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's timetable for ratifying his new Brexit deal. Lawmakers voted against the so-called program motion, which the government had proposed to quickly pass the legislation. After the vote, Johnson said he was disappointed, but still aims to leave the EU at the end of the month.
One way or another, we will leave the EU with this deal to which this House has just given its assent. And I thank members across the House for that hard-won agreement.
Johnson said he would speak to EU members about their intentions and would pause the legislation until he hears back from Brussels. Nearly a dozen parents, including actress Lori Loughlin, are facing new federal charges, conspiracy charges, in the college admissions bribery case here in the U.S. We get more on the story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
There's a new indictment from a Boston grand jury alleging this group of wealthy parents took part in a conspiracy to try to bribe an organization that receives federal funding. Prosecutors are turning up the heat, pushing for guilty pleas. Some parents are accused of paying admissions consultant Rick Singer to falsely portray their children as athletes, while others are accused of paying Singer to help cheat on entrance exams. A total of 35 parents have been charged, including actress Felicity Huffman, who's serving a 14-day prison sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong's legislature has officially withdrawn a controversial extradition bill that sparked nearly 5 months of massive and often violent pro-democracy protests. The bill introduction was sparked by the case of a Hong Kong man wanted in Taiwan for murdering his girlfriend. Chan was released from prison Wednesday, hours before the bill was officially withdrawn after serving a sentence for money laundering. And the Washington Nationals win Game 1 of baseball's World Series 5-4 over the Houston Astros. Nationals winning pitcher Matt Scherzer says it was a team victory.
He's terrific. He's a great arm. But, you know, our offense, man, hats off to them for what they were able to do to be able to get to him. You know, hit a couple solo shots and then obviously grind away there and get a big inning against them. You know, that was a big moment in the game to go out there and get a big lead and just a job of everybody.
Play resumes with Game 2 in Houston tonight, Wednesday. The first team with 4 wins claims the championship. And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.